We're back for another edition of Fresh Tracks, a month and a half or so into 2023. I was surprised, David, to hear you talk about kind of a map for 2023.
One of the things that has happened is that some of the release dates on albums have been pushed back because it's so difficult right now to get vinyl albums produced.
Ah.
That has had a very, very adverse effect. I've heard tales of artists who've had to push their album back 6 months or more in order to get the vinyl records produced. Of course, the big artists can get it taken care of. Anyone, like, say, Beyonce or Jennifer Lopez or Rihanna. But some of the lesser-known ones have had to wait very, very long periods of time. And we already know about some of the albums that are going to be coming out. You've got Margot Price, Sam Smith, Iggy Pop, Paramore, Metallica, Shania Twain, Smashing Pumpkins, The New Pornographers, Gorillaz, Miley Cyrus, Beyonce is coming out with Renaissance Act 2.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez is going to have an album, as will Lana Del Rey and Rihanna. I mean, that's just a few, and I'm only going out maybe about 3 or 4 months.
Well, let's dip the ladle in here and have a little taste. Why don't you take us through the new from Margot Price?
She's a wonderful artist. The New York Times wrote a story about the unsinkable, unstoppable, uninhibited Margot Price. She's an artist with something to say and absolutely nothing to prove.
One of these days, you're going to wake up older with a hole in your pocket and a blade on your shoulder. Well, if you break both your legs, oh, don't come running to me. I've had a change of heart.
When I listened through this track, Bonnie Raitt came to mind. Not so much in the voice quality, but in the song style. Here's another female voice who's carving out their own style with their music.
I think she's wonderful. I mean, I like everything that she's done, and I think this is going to be her biggest album ever. Next, we've got the latest from John Cale. This is his 17th album, believe it or not. It's called Mercy. The reviews have been stellar, which isn't too bad for an octogenarian only a few months away from his 81st birthday. How about that? The album includes appearances by Animal Collective, Sylvan Esso, Weeze Blood, and Fat White Family, who I'm totally unfamiliar with, but I think I found out a little bit more about them. Cale has always taken a collaborative approach to his music, going back to 1965 when he formed the Velvet Underground with Lou Reed. And here we are, 50 years later, and Cale is still pushing the musical frontiers as far as he can. But a word of warning, I'm going to tell you right now, John Cale is not for everyone. Some people are going to love this album, others won't. One of the situations is that his songs don't go where you would expect. But then you're listening to music from a man who helped produce the greatest experimental rock album ever made. David Bowie called Cale one of the most underrated musicians in rock history.
Do you think that's true, underrated?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I followed him for many, many years because he was on our labels. The albums would come out, and they do reasonably well, but he's not the kind of guy that was going to release a single that's going to be played on pop radio or anything like that. That just isn't his style. I agree with David Bowie's comment about being the most underrated musician in rock history.
In a way, it makes me think that his music that he wants to create, the music distribution system that we have that can be more independent, has caught up with him. He wasn't playing into the top 40 template, has wanted to be himself, and now he can, and it's easier for people to discover him.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. This is a great album. I love it. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everybody will, because he's different.
Black Belt Eagle Scout. Why and how did this catch your attention?
I've been listening to this album now for about a week or so, and virtually every article I've seen that lists the most eagerly anticipated albums of 2023 has this album at or near the top of the list. This is her third album. She's a multi-instrumentalist and a singer-songwriter. Her name is Catherine Paul. Her second album was called At the Party with My Brown Friends, which made more best of lists than I could count. Her albums are sometimes hard to define, but the 12 songs here reflect upon her journey back to her homeland around the Skagit River in Washington. First song on the album, My Blood Runs Through This Land, is a wonderful beginning.
I wasn't aware of the Native connection, but very interesting music from the layering effect, as opposed to finding individual instruments that you can pick out and feature.
I was not that much aware of her. I received a copy of the album and listened to it a little bit. That's when I decided to go back and start checking some of her other albums, because this is her third album. When you start seeing the kinds of comments being made by critics, you know you've got something special.
When I saw the title Time's Arrow, I wasn't thinking music. I'm going back 20-some years ago when I read the book by Martin Amis called Time's Arrow, which takes you through a person's life in reverse chronology. Amazing little book. But as far as music goes, when I listened to this album, Time Zero by Ladytron, I was thinking electronic music, and I wasn't too far away.
They're one of the first English electronic pop bands. This is their seventh album. Go back in their history, they were formed in about 1999, and they've been doing albums ever since. You know, they do pretty well over in the States, but they do phenomenally well in the UK and in Europe. And one of the things that helps them out is when they're not touring. Each band member plays DJ sets and clubs and events around the world, so they're continually in contact with their audience. They're still producing phenomenal music and keeping up with trends.
When you talk to people about recommending to have a listen to music like that, well, how do you prepare them? It's a long way from John Cale to Ladytron in style alone.
Obviously, and one of the things that I'm very impressed with that happens with public radio is we get a chance to talk about albums that people are not going to hear anywhere else. People need to take a chance. And hopefully the music that we're talking about is the kind of thing that people are going to listen to and just really, really enjoy it.
And for goodness sakes, it's still winter time. I mean, you've got time to relax and do a little experimenting and find some new music. And it sounds like there's a lot of interesting music that's coming out throughout the year. And here's a head start on it. Check out the electronic pop band Ladytron, Time Zero. Also, The Land, The Water, The Sky. That's the new album by Black Belt Eagle Scout. John Cale is back with an album called Mercy. And the unsinkable, the unstoppable Margot Price. As always, David Herzerud is our guide. Thanks, David.
Hey, thank you.